Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Armor Report. I'm your host, Brett Rosenthal, and every day at 12 o'clock, I try to get on the call here and share with you stock market investing information for the millennial age. This is not your dad's stock market, certainly not your granddad's. You've got more information coming at you from all sides, and you need millennial tools to sift through that data dump and figure out how to structure your portfolio. And so what I do every day here is share with you information directly off our trading desk where we're managing our own capital and capital for individuals as well. And we try to focus on the interaction between traditional fundamental analysis and millennial execution tools, namely algorithms. I'm out of pocket today. Hope the call sounds good. I'm doing it through a cell phone. Got some technical difficulties on my desk. So we're going to go at it this way. As always, you can follow me along on Twitter. Hashtag Armor Report, A-R-M-R Report, stands for Algorithmic Risk Management Research. On our trading desk and for my personal capital, I begin the investing process and I end the investing process and the decision making with a review and an understanding of risk. If you can manage your risk correctly, then you can let the ideas flow. You can do your research, finding the right trends that you want to buy and the stocks that you want to buy. But it really, in this world, in the age we live in today, risk management is the most important part of managing an equity portfolio. We have proprietary algorithms that help us do that. And that's the information I try to share with you. On our website, rosenthalcapital.com, you'll see a real-time risk-on, risk-off monitor. We have proprietary algorithms written for the top five equity indexes, the S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ 100, small cap index, mid cap. We use ETFs for these algorithms. So it's SPY, QQQ, DIA, IWM, MDY. Those are the top five indexes, cover the whole market for us here in the U.S. We've been talking about cash positions now for weeks. Started out back on the 24th of September telling you that there was a major problem in small and mid cap stocks. And it was time to start raising cash. And of course, we were, at the beginning of August, aggressive when it came to the idea that it was time to be out of the market completely. Now, what that means, using our algorithms for the investor, for you listening to this podcast, how do you use that information? You just look at your portfolio, you determine the type of investor you want to be, how much risk you want to carry. And when you find out that across the board, our algorithms are talking about risk off, then you go to your portfolio and you determine, okay, I want to carry half of my positions long term, but the other half I'm going to use to raise liquidity when things get ugly. So I'm 50% long, 50% cash. Some of you could be 25-75. Maybe you're the other way around. You want to hold as much as you can as long as possible, so you're 75-25. But at least listen to the algorithms and do something to protect capital when they all five go to cash. So every show I try to start by talking about these things just to help you understand how to use algorithms in your everyday investing life. This is just one basic example, and we're tackling the top five indexes. We have algorithms for all types of indexes and groups, and it directs all of our trading on our trading desk. But to simplify matters and to, as my dad always says, make the unfamiliar familiar, what you want to do is use these top five indexes and the algorithms as a guide to how risk on or risk off you want to be in your portfolio. So nothing has changed on the top five indexes. I start the show there every day. just so you know where we're at and whether or not we're close to a change. We are not even close to a change. It doesn't matter that the market's up big right now off of the lows after being destroyed yesterday. That's just typical volatility in a downtrending market. We will require a lot more than an up morning to change the overall risk off stance of our algorithms right now. You know, a couple days ago, the market was up, what, 4%? I think the Qs were up 4% in one day. And I got a lot of emails asking me, hey, is this it? And the answer was no. And a couple days later, the market plummeted to new lows. It's going to take more than just one big up day to change our algorithms and change our stance. All right, this is not about picking a bottom. It's about making sure that the probabilities and statistics are in our favor when we put risk back on. And right now, they're stacked against us. We're in a massive sell-off in the market. I haven't seen destruction in a major index like we're seeing in small and mid-caps. I haven't seen destruction like that in years. I mean, literally, we told you all to go to cash in that part of your portfolio based on the algorithms on the 24th of September, and it has been basically a complete depth charge down in that index with almost no rally, just a complete wiping out of net worth. Very often, the 200-day moving average is an area of support. We watch it closely. Small cap index dropped from the 24th, and we told all of you on this show, and you can go to our website, rosenthalcapital.com, scroll down to the bottom. You can get all of our past podcasts there, and you can also see our Twitter feed there, so you can stay up to date. But you'll see back on the 24th, we said, now's the time to raise cash in small caps and mid caps. And they crushed these indexes. And what I find amazing is that they crushed them right to the 200-day. There was no bounce for these indexes at the 200-day. They went sideways for 3 days. Consolidated for 3 days, never really went up, just went sideways, and then cratered through like a hot knife through the proverbial butter bar. That's a serious problem, people, serious problem. And of course it led to a collapse in the bigger indexes. And until you see a real bottom set up in small caps, it would behoove you to be defensive in your portfolio. And so far, there's been no let up in the selling in that space. So beware. Couple updates. GDX, we talked about it on yesterday's call. I told you I would be out of 50%. I already was out of 50% of my investment, and I was probably going to be out of 100% of that GDX trade by the end of the day yesterday. That is the case, 100% out. I told you all, you know, we got you in right, we made some money on the trade, it had run up a little bit, and then it could not get out of this particular range. And in this asset, it's deadly when it stops going up. I mean, it just gets crushed. And of course, today it's down 3%. So I hope you all listened to me yesterday. I hope you're picking up what I'm laying down, because it's making money for you and it's protecting your capital. And that's my mandate. Using the algorithms, we bought GDX right. Using our targets based on our algorithms, we sold it right. We raised our stop and we were gone yesterday. And so the 3% decline today means nothing to us. And quite frankly, it gives us a shot to, you know, buy these assets back if they set up again. Okay, Treasuries, TLT. I did a whole show on it yesterday. Holding up okay, TLT, which is interesting because today is a huge up day, so you'd think Treasuries would be down big. The only, you know, problem with Treasuries, as we talked yesterday, there could be a convergence of fundamental analysis coming together with algorithms, and that's what I love to see, which is the economy's slowing down, the yield curve gets inverted, long bonds start to rally aggressively because they expect a recession. And so we get a long entry down here. But I will tell you that on a day-to-day basis, it's tricky because this treasury trade tends to move opposite what the big equity indexes are doing. So if we get a huge rally off the low in the big equity indexes, they'll just drive treasuries back down to the lows. And so it makes it real tricky. But the algorithm does say to be long TLT. I try to be upfront as I can with you guys and let you know. I am not in that trade right now. So even though the algorithm is telling me to be long treasuries, I'm just not carrying it. At the end of the day yesterday, we didn't get a big enough move higher in treasuries when the market was imploding. And so I expected treasuries to be down today if the market rallied. And that's what's happening. So I wanted to see how this treasury action trades when the market's up big. And so far, I like how it's acting. So I may be back in that trade later on today. I'm trying to establish a position that I hold longer term. If we're getting a turn where the market is in a bear market and there's an expectation of recession, then this entry is going to be money. And so I'm kind of bouncing back and forth here. Maybe it just means my position size was too big yesterday. So chances are I'll be back in this trade later today at a maybe a reduced position size. Maybe I should do it right now. It looks like a nice double bottom in TLT. Okay, what the heck? Let's do it together. All right, I'm going to put a little TLT back in the account here. Hold on a second. This is a live trading desk. I'm going to do it right now while we're talking. Okay, here we go. I want to be back in this trade. Okay. Just executing just a second, putting a couple trades in. We've got a pretty tight stop on it, so I don't have a lot of risk in the position. And if it trades up from here, we're going to want to have a core position here as money hides in long bonds and market starts to anticipate a recession. That starts happening. This is going to be the right risk on entry, so I'm going to have a little exposure there. All right, let's get back to the order of the day. So last check at TLT, the lows of a couple days ago are probably going to be where my stop is. I don't usually reveal my stop, but so I'm not going to give you an exact price, but certainly the 114 area on TLT is important. If it were to break there, anywhere between 113 and 114, depending on your position size and your risk tolerance, is where I'm going to stop it out. And I'm in there at 114 and a half, right? So not a lot of risk. And if we're right, this is the bottom here in long bonds, we could have a nice move higher over X amount of months here if the market continues on its downward path. And certainly it looks really ugly, really, really ugly. All right. I've been calling my show for the last 3 days. The title has been Investing in the Millennial Stock Market, Covering the Crash. And my question for you today, is that hyperbole or reality? Is it a crash? I don't know, man. It feels like a slow-moving freight train in the wrong direction to me. And that precipitous decline in small caps has me really concerned. So I can't be clearer than I already have been for the last 4 weeks. You've got to be in a defensive position. But I'm beginning to think if we go back to an episode a couple of days ago where I highlighted the similarities between the 2000 peak in the market and the 2018 peak in the market, they're very similar. And the breakdown below the 200-day moving average is going to be the key piece of information here that will really get me negative. We haven't seen the 50-day moving average and the 200-day moving average in a downtrend together at the same time in years. I'll have to do some research to get back to you tomorrow on when was the last time we saw both indexes in a downtrend. It's been a long time. Now, you know, on the small caps, the 50-day moving average has been in a downtrend for 17 trading sessions. And what that's done to the 200-day is flatten it out. It's been going sideways probably the last 15 trading sessions. If this keeps getting worse, you're going to have the 200-day rollover. And that's a serious problem, ladies and gentlemen. Go back decades. The real bear market starts when the 50 and the 200-day are going down at the same time. And that will change our stance. That'll change our stance from looking excitedly at buying the next buy signal to tempering our enthusiasm when we get the next risk on entry point. So we'll take smaller position sizes than normal. And we will look to short rallies that will go back up to these downtrending moving averages. Now, there's a huge gap between where the stocks are trading and where the moving averages are. So there's money to be made if we get a risk-on signal. But we will do it at probably a 50% exposure than we would normally have. So it hasn't happened yet. The market could still recover from here, and the 200-day moving average will still be in an uptrend, and we'll put some, you know, normal position sizes on if we get risk-on any time in the next couple of weeks. But if this sell-off continues unabated and it drags the 200-day into a downtrend, well, then it'll force us to reduce our position size. And when we do that, we'll be looking to short rallies. I've paused here in the middle of this call. You can hear the phone ringing. It's a pretty interesting day. And I'm sitting here looking at this treasury trade, wondering if I want double the exposure that I just put on. Because I'm seeing the market roll over exactly where I said it was going to roll over. If you guys are following me on Twitter, the market is doing exactly what I said it would do this morning. Hashtag armor report, ARMR report. This isn't me just guessing. This is me using algorithms that put me on the right side of statistics and probabilities so that I look smart. I don't have to do much to look smart. I just have to get on the right side of probabilities and statistics, and over time, I'm going to be right 8 or 9 times out of 10 if I have the right algorithm. So we close so far below the VWAP, and now I'm kind of switching gears here to intraday trading terminology. So normally I'm talking about investing and longer-term investing and that kind of stuff using algorithms as a guide, but now I'm switching to day trading. And there's a very important tool to use when day trading or when looking to establish longer-term positions, but on a daily level determining where you want to put that position on. The volume-weighted average price is the single most important tool in the millennial age when it comes to understanding the price of the asset you're looking at. Volume-weighted average price, VWAP. Grab a pen, write it down, VWAP, volume-weighted average price. Now Google it, do some research on it, get to know it. It's the real price that the asset you're looking at is trading at. Everything else is noise around that price. That's the price where big institutions are putting capital to work. Volume weighted average price. That's the real price. Everything else is noise around that price. So what we like to do is use an envelope. And of course, everyone's got different VWAPs. We have our own proprietary VWAP. We call it the RCM VWAP. Right, Rosenthal Capital Management VWAP. We think it's a better gauge than just the average off-the-shelf VWAP because it's an actual dynamic VWAP having to do with incorporating volatility. But even if you just use your basic VWAP off the shelf, it'll give you a better idea of the real price than just looking at the price and trying to figure it out. Volume weighted average price, it's incredibly important. Yesterday, we closed more than 3 standard deviations below the VWAP. So it's completely natural to snap back and run to the VWAP and close what we call the VWAP gap. That's all the market did this morning. I even told you the price. I said 270 is the price on S&P, SPY. What did we get to on the SPY? What was the high today? What does that say? 270.10. Oh, ding, ding, ding. 270, I said. It hit 270.10, and we've sold off from there. Now, obviously, it's a range around 270. It could have been 269. It could have been 271. But 270 was roughly the price that was important and the VWAP of the day before, the prior day's VWAP. Running up to that price in the first couple hours of trading is not a good thing in a down market. It's just a simple closing of the gap, and then the real trend reemerges. I'm concerned for this market today. I think the market will head lower the rest of the day. We'll see. The next big, issue is today's VWAP. So now we're getting yesterday's VWAP at the 270 level on S&P and today's VWAP, which is 268, and we're trading tight in between there since 10 o'clock this morning. And so the question is, which way does it break? You know, if it breaks above 270, all bets are off. We're going to get a run to the close. It could be pretty big. Market has a lot of catching up to do. Don't forget that day the NASDAQ was up 4% at the end of the day. That can still happen. But until that happens, I'm in a more bearish camp. We're in a downtrend. It closed the VWAP gap. Now it's rolling over. Totally typical. Okay. The last few minutes here of the show, I'm clearly distracted today, and forgive me. It's just a lot going on the trading desk. This is a live trading desk show, and I'm sharing information directly off of the desk, things that I'm actually doing while it's happening. There's just a lot going on. I'll tell you what I have been doing all morning and late last night, and it was listening to conference calls of earnings of the names that are on our whiteboard. And one of my favorite things about a big down market is that it really shows you what companies and stocks are the strongest. It's my favorite time of year when the markets are getting crushed and you get earnings. And you can see whose earnings are the best. And if the market keeps going lower, those stocks will get dragged down. But those will be the first places you want to put money when we get a risk on entry point. So we go through our whole whiteboard and we trim things. Some earnings announcements are terrible, like IBM has always been one of my favorites, but the earnings number was awful, so it's off the board right now. I'm not even remotely involved in the asset. And don't forget, our algorithm saved us from that debacle. It told us we can't own IBM into earnings, so we didn't. And I told you all that on the show. But on the flip side, Twitter is one of our favorite ideas. Fundamentally, I think Twitter, long-term, is going to be a huge stock. Fundamentally, it just is. It's the way people are taking in news on an ongoing basis. And particularly in a world of fake news, it's a great way to curate your own news feed of trusted sources so you really know what's going on in the world. I love it. I use it every day. They had a blowout earnings number. Stock's up 15%. That's on my whiteboard. Put it at the top of the whiteboard. Not buying it today. We're risk off everywhere. I'm not buying any stocks right now. And the first place I'll go if I buy anything will be group ETFs and big indexes. That's where I'm saving my firepower for the big indexes. I want to get those positions on right first, and then I'll fill in the portfolio with stocks if if the market develops the way risk on allows us. But I'm putting the whiteboard together, and so I'm listening to conference calls. So grab a pen, piece of paper, write these names down, put them at the top of your whiteboard. These are quality fundamental ideas, and we just have to wait for the next, you know, risk on entry points in the market to get exposure. I'm not paying up for any of these things, but Twitter had a great earnings announcement. We're going to keep that on our whiteboard. Microsoft, another beat and raise, and they just keep rolling along. Microsoft looks great. Stock down big because of the market. It's just phenomenal. I'd love to go there. It's up 5% today. Anybody who knows me knows that Illumina, ILMN, has been a longtime favorite going back 20 years for Rosenthal Capital Management. We met Jay Flatley 20 years ago in La Jolla at his headquarters, the CEO of the company, and he rolled out for us his vision of the company. And it ended with personalized medicine on the genomic level. And that phase appears to be unfolding now. And it could be a whole nother massive growth phase for the company. And they blew out earnings again. Stocks down big because they're beating up biotech stocks, and it's a big component of IBB. But that's the first place we want to go with cash. Put that right at the top of the list. Illumina, blowing out numbers again and again and again and again. Another beat and raise. I mean, they beat by 26 cents. I mean, it's just a juggernaut. All right, you ready for this? This is one of my favorite ideas. They are killing the semiconductor space. They're killing all the semi names. Xilinx is up 14.5% on earnings. XLNX. Xilinx. Do some homework on it. I suggest you go listen to the conference call from last night. This company has groundbreaking technology that is disrupting the data center space. They have major components in 5G. They're perfectly situated in two of the biggest hardware rollouts that we've ever seen. Cloud, data center rollout, and 5G. These guys are in the sweet spot, and they're killing it. Stock's up 15% today, totally differentiating itself from the rest of the semiconductor space. Not buying them today, not buying them. They're just on the top of my whiteboard looking for entries, looking for risk on signals. KKR, you know, you all know I've made money in that stock in the past. They had a good earnings announcement, KKR. I have my eye on BX still. I think Blackstone is going to turn into the next KKR, so got my eye on those two. And then Netflix and Boeing had pretty big numbers. So they're on the list too, although kind of down the list, but they're on the list. So those are just some of the names. Keep your eye on them. Put them on the whiteboard. Do your own research. I don't know what type of investor you are, and it would be ill-advised for me to give you recommendations and tell you to do something. I don't know you. You're listening to me for advice. And so let me be clear. I'm giving you ideas for you to do research on to determine whether or not you think it fits in your portfolio. If you want me to make those decisions for you, feel free to give me a call. Go to the website, rosenthalcapital.com. The phone number's right there. We can chat. We can work together if you'd like. And I'll make those decisions for you. But until that happens, don't take these podcasts as gospel and just run out and do something. You have to do your own homework. I'll let you know when risk on is the right option based on our algorithms. And then you've done your homework so you know where you want to put capital. And the names I mentioned today are just giving you an idea of where I think you should try to focus. Listen to the conference calls, read research reports, and be ready for the turn. In the meantime, be careful out there, guys. It's dangerous. I'm focusing on treasuries. I'm staying there. I still have a position in MJ. It's the only group ETF that I own. I think marijuana stocks are going to be, as you know, big on the next 6 to 12 to 24 to 36 to 48 to months from now. All right. Have a good day and safe day of trading. Talk to you tomorrow.